come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, we're all about home runs and all about succeeding in life and not getting caught up in all the pain and struggle every day that we all go through from time to time. I am Mama Mac. Along with me is my co-host, the famous Dr. Angel Falzoni. And I'm not kidding you. She's famous. She's famous. Uh-huh. Already got a book in the Library of Congress. And she is working on a whole lot of other stuff. And this is Dr. Angel, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And I am always honored to sit right here at the table and converse with you and dialogue with you and have fun, along with our wonderful engineer, Bobby, who is the cutest thing going.
Hello.
I thought you were going to say, yes, I am.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's blushing, isn't he? Aw. We have a lot of fun on Go Yard. We're glad you tuned in. And tell people about our show. You can find a bunch of our shows over the last almost 3 years. September marks 3 years. GoYard2014.org. And that's our address because that's when we started in 2014, September, mid-September 2014, almost 3 years. Go to our website and you can listen. You can download them with titles. How important is that, Dr. Angel?
Well, that's amazing because then you'll know what show you're listening to and what the topic is. And you can find the ones that are pertaining to you right today and where you're at in your life.
Exactly. And, you know, we don't claim to not repeat information type thing. I mean, we've had a lot of topics through the years. And the one we're going to start tonight is something we've talked about on and off for almost 3 years. But it's foundational to personal growth and personal peace, integrity, et cetera, right, in our relationships.
Absolutely. And just not just our relationships, but our individual lives.
Right. And how important it is. And we'll tell you about that topic in just a minute. We just finished a two-part series called The Value of Friendship over the last 2 weeks. And so those are sitting right here at Tan Talk on the podcast that Bobby puts our shows into a podcast, usually right after the show. They're usually there very soon. And that's www.tantalknetwork. I started to say 1340. We're still used to saying 1340.
They both will work. I will just throw that out.
Yeah, Tan Talk Network or 1340.com. So you can go there and go to the podcast page and go to Go Yard, and that will tell you. And you can get right there and see some of these wonderful, wonderful shows. I mean, I'm tooting our own horn here, Dr. Angel, but why? Because I believe in what we're doing. We wouldn't be doing this. We would not do this week after week. The preparation it takes, the time it takes, let alone cost it takes, all of those things that we are investing, the two of us, because we believe in what we're doing. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, absolutely. You know, and it's all about helping others to get the tools that they need to live life and live it well, to live it with contentment and with peace and happiness and satisfaction. And, you know, we all get stuck from time to time and we all, you know, go through things or hit walls in our life or hit bumps and we're not quite sure. And you know what? These are just a whole toolbox of shows to help you where no matter where you are, there's probably a show that will help you.
So tell everybody, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. It's not a .com, it's .org, and that's where you can find all the shows. And tonight we are starting a new topic that we have dealt with before, but we're going to do it in a different way, as always. No two shows ever turn out the same anyway. But we wanted to, it seems to be the natural flow from the value of friendship, right? The series we just did.
Yes.
Would you explain why we're doing this?
Well, do I tell them what we're doing?
Sure, tell them what we're doing.
Tonight we are doing a show on boundaries, on personal boundaries. And this is like the footer. If you're building a building, this is the footer that would give that building, you go put your foundation on. This is foundational to having that content life, that Go Yard life. It not only impacts you as a person and how you go through life, but it will impact every single type of relationship you will ever be a part of.
Right. And, of course, most relationships are some form of friendship, right? I mean, even a spouse, even a family member, there's a friendship quality there, right? But so often in our relationships, there is abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And we started, the first series we ever did in 2014, September, was on domestic violence. There was something going on in the news right then with a football player, and we just jumped in right there. There's a good series on that. And this topic is foundational to learning to not be abused and or not abuse others.
Absolutely. And abuse can look in many forms. It can be, very, overt abuse that everyone can recognize. But what I find is a lot of people get stuck in those unhealthy relationships.
Yes.
Maybe not even so much we'd call them abusive, but they're the covert ones. They're harder to recognize and more difficult, but they wear you down.
They wear you down. And a lot of that wearing you down has to do with improper boundaries.
Absolutely. Boundaries is foundational to that. And so, you're left feeling like, what's wrong with me? And, you feel like this is all about my fault and what can I do to make it better? And sometimes it's not that way at all. But if you have good boundaries and can recognize them, you'll be able to catch flags quicker. You'll be able to rope that relationship into a healthy zone much quicker.
Absolutely. Let's take a person who wants to go build a house. I did this once. I think you did it. And where we buy a piece of ground, or a person buys a piece of ground, and they plan, they get with an architect, whatever, they put a footprint of that house, how it's going to look on the blueprint, etc. But they do it within the boundary lines of the property they bought, right?
Yes, they do. Well, and if they
don't, they have a big problem.
No,
I think I'll just put my garage over here on my neighbor's yard because I think it would be better over there. That can't happen.
Well, no, it can actually happen. It happened to my parents, and part of their house got on someone else's property because someone surveyed it wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to buy that piece of land from that neighbor who, of course, wanted to sell it for a very nice price.
Very nice price. Woo! Or otherwise, you could have just cut your house in two and put it on the other side.
But boundaries are really important.
I didn't know that it happened, Bobby, when I suggested that.
I
never know what's coming out of Dr. Angel's mouth. You realize that, right? I didn't know about that experience.
Okay.
I've never heard of that happening.
But without boundaries, it's a problem.
It's a problem. So you have to have boundaries, and you have to learn to work within that boundary, right? Your lot of your house, live in that within the boundary lines.
And it's something we teach children when they're little ages, color inside the line. I mean, we're teaching boundaries in a way. They're just normal development things that we do with kids, how we color or how we have to walk on the certain side of the line. Like, those are all boundary things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start learning that and then we just get off course.
But boundaries are good.
Yes.
I mean, I live in a 55 plus community, which I love very much, even though I am just too young for it. Right, Bobby? I mean, something like that, right? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, just barely into that age group. Yeah. Anyway, but in this planned unit development of like 4,000 residents, almost all of it is no fences. At the very first beginning little area, you could have a limited fence, but for the vast majority of the whole place, there's no fences. So there's no fences around. Everything's wide open. You've been to my house. You know how it is. Everything's wide open to all the neighbors. And having two dogs, there's no yard they can go play in because there's no boundaries.
Right.
Right? They have to, if they're outside, they have to be on a long leash that's stuck into a pole in the ground. Right? Because of there's no fences.
Right.
So fences are good. I'd kind of like to have a fence, frankly, but I can't.
Yeah. Well, no, they are. And that's kind of how I want you to think about boundaries. It's kind of like a fence.
Right.
And it's an invisible line to show you what you're responsible for, what's yours to take care of, what's not. I mean, when you mow the grass, I'm sure you have people mow your grass, but when people mow grass, are they sure they're going to cutting all of the grass that they're supposed to? Or are they cutting part of the neighbors to make sure they're not missing something?
Right.
Because when we don't have those boundary lines, we either aren't taking care of our stuff or we're taking care of too much stuff.
Aha, that's very good. Yeah. Actually, the same people have mowed for years, so they know the boundary lines. But a new person coming in there wouldn't know. There's no way to tell. at all.
Absolutely.
There's no stakes in the ground or anything. And in fact, I recently wondered about a particular sprinkler head and turned out that it wasn't what I thought it was, whose property it was, simply because I don't know. I don't
exactly.
know where it is.
And that kind of leaves some confusion.
Yes.
And, you know, and if you guys were able to fence off, you know exactly, yep, this is mine to take care of. No questions asked, and you can do that.
So relate that to this topic emotionally.
Well, and that's how we go around living our lives is, you know, when we're not sure of our boundaries, we are, one, not always taking care of what we should be taking care of because we're not sure of our boundaries, or
right.
we're taking care of things we don't need to worry about and take care of.
We can be taking care of somebody else's business, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I see that all the time.
All the time.
And so
right.
boundaries are, you know, a lot of times when you say the word, people start rolling their eyes. They're like, oh, I hate boundaries. No, these are good things.
Yeah.
Boundaries keep you safe. They help you stay healthy. Like, these are good things that we want in our life. The problem is when people hear boundaries, people think of a whole bunch of rules.
Right, rules.
And that's not what boundaries is about.
Yep.
It's not at all.
Yep.
Boundaries is just helping you know what to take care of and what not,
right.
what you don't need to take care of, so that we can focus our time, energy, and strength in the things that we need to.
Exactly.
And not, and if we choose to do something in someone else's yard or boundaries, then that's a gift we're given, but that we don't have responsibility for that.
But as a counselor, I'm speaking about you and me as a pastor all these years and having counseled for many, many years, people love to have us get in their yard and mow it for them.
Oh, yes, they
or,
do.
Or trim their plants or fix their flowers and fix their issues.
I will
right?
tell you, if someone came to edge my yard, I would not kick them out, you know.
Right.
It's just
you know
life.
What I'm saying, but I mean, I meant that metaphorically
yes.
because metaphorically, people a lot of times want us to fix their problems.
Yeah, and they'll let us do it as long as we're willing to do it.
Right,
and we get so exhausted.
It's very exhausting to fix everybody.
We do, and we get so exhausted. That
I mean, it's one thing if you're sitting there being paid $100 an hour to do that. That's your job. That's different. But if you're not, it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And mm-hmm. so we'll spend so much energy doing for others or taking care of others or rescuing them that we drop the ball on our own.
Rescuing. Mm-mm-mm. This is a big problem with friendships. And we were talking about the value of friendship the last couple of weeks. And so often people quantitate a good friendship as somebody who will come to my rescue when I need it.
Absolutely. And it's not just a friendship. I'll see this with parents.
Family.
Child relationship.
Yes,
family.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Come
we're
to my
family.
Rescue.
You know, you should be able to make my mortgage payment because I can't. You're my family. You
right.
should bail me out when I'm in trouble.
Right.
And that's not boundaries.
Right.
At all.
Right.
And yes, a lot of people do quantitate the quality of that relationship based on
whether or not you'll rescue me.
Bailing them out all the
right.
time.
Absolutely. And that's not what it's about. We're not responsible for other people, are we?
We are not responsible for other people.
Now, explain that, because some people, maybe religious people, might be thinking, wait a minute, I thought we were to do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
But that's
Golden
being
rule.
Responsible to yourself
ah.
and to the tenet of your faith. So
what's the difference?
So boundaries tell us that we're responsible to ourselves and not for others, meaning you make a mistake, that's on you, and you get the consequence of that. It is not my consequence.
I hear you. Somebody called me the other day and said, somebody called me and thinks my son broke into somebody's car last night and stole things. I said, do you have that as a fact? Have you talked to the police? No. Somebody said that probably happened and he was responsible. And then this person began to get very thinking about, well, what are the consequences going to be of that action? Okay. And I simply kind of cut her off and said, if he did that, there are consequences legally for his actions. And there's not anything you can do about that.
No, and it's not that person's, they're not responsible for what that
and
other person did.
And you are not responsible for what he did if he did. As it turned out, it was not true. He
wow.
did not do
and
it.
And all this worry.
All that worry, and he didn't do it.
For nothing. And that's kind of where we are. I think a lot of us, we worry about it because we're not sure about those boundaries. and where our responsibility lies. I'm responsible to take care, good care of my children and provide for them. I'm responsible to teach them, but I am not responsible for
their actions.
Their actions.
There you go. I like that distinction, and that helps. And so often, abusers will try to turn things around and make the victim feel so responsible for every problem that's going on in the marriage, let's say, or whatever the situation.
Well, that's right. So anytime we have an unhealthy relationship, no matter where on the continuum unhealthy looks like, so from just, you know, little unhealthy all the way straight down to a pure abusive relationship, it is a twist of boundaries all the time.
Right.
So they are telling the other person the lie of, nope, you are responsible for this, or no, you know, this is yours to take care of and you don't have any. And when we don't know our boundaries, we buy the lies easier.
Oh, absolutely. We just think, oh, that must be true, you know. And I think a lot of times people are such people pleasers
mm-hmm.
that they want to do whatever it takes to make that other person on the other end of that situation happy.
Or content or satisfied or accepting or approving or whatever it is that they're seeking out of that.
Right.
Or sometimes we just people put up with it because they don't know that they don't have to or that it's not okay.
It's not okay to be treated badly.
Correct? Absolutely. If you're feeling badly in a relationship, no matter what kind of relationship, that's unhealthy.
Okay. Would you define badly
well,
for our listeners?
Go.
I know.
You know, it's that feeling you get inside of you.
By the way, audience, you realize we don't have anything scripted on the show.
I didn't even know the subject beforehand.
Right,
honestly,
see?
I barely did when I walked in.
We didn't either. How about that?
But, you know, it's that gut feeling where some just not feeling right. Or
right.
Maybe you feel embarrassed about something or maybe you have a negative feeling. That's feeling badly. But a lot of time it's that gut inside of us that like, oh, something's stirred wrong.
Right.
And those are flags to give me an opportunity. I got to look at this. Maybe I did do something wrong. Maybe I need to make it right. Maybe someone else is doing something wrong and I am taking responsibility for them.
Right there. And then that person who's trying to put that responsibility on you that is not yours to take is actually abusing you.
Absolutely. It's unhealthy. No way to strike it. That's unhealthy.
You want to use the word unhealthy and I want to use the word abuse. Why?
Why are we going that way? Because I don't want people to just think of it in the terms of
domestic violence.
Abuse.
Okay.
Right. Because there's such a continuum when we talk about
okay,
this.
Okay, so there's just a...
I mean, it can
be anywhere on that scale.
You know, making
okay,
you feel
unhealthy.
Guilty for not picking their kids up from school when they had to work late.
That's just not necessarily abusive.
It's right. Not abusive, but right. It's still unhealthy. And it's still what we're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so I guess...
Sorry.
I'm going to defer to the one with the 2 degrees. What do you think? Three to
sounds
four.
Good.
4 degrees. I'm sorry. I just left
sounds
out
good.
A couple.
But
all, right.
All abuse relationships are we're talking about. So all abusive relationships have totally diffused boundaries. That's what we call that. They have no boundaries.
Diffused
boundaries.
Diffused. It's like diffuse a bomb, right?
Yep. It's all
bam.
Scrambled up.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Abusive
okay.
relationships are always got scrambled boundaries if there's any boundaries.
Well, thank you for that concession. I think we're okay now.
Okay.
All right. So often it seems to me like in counseling sessions, we hear people saying, that person made me do this. Mm-hmm. They made me feel guilty. They made me. Guilt is such a weapon of so many, quote unquote, abusers.
Yes. Guilt is a weapon of all kinds of magnitudes. But yes, abusers definitely use guilt.
Right. Okay.
Because
and so do
works.
A lot of people are not necessarily, let me call them instead of abusers, manipulators.
That's manipulating.
Is
yes.
that better?
That is good.
Okay. So guilt is a big, big tool of manipulators. Why?
Well, because it gets them to get their way.
Exactly.
If I can make you feel bad about yourself and responsible for something I need to do, you'll probably give in and do it for me.
Yeah, you'll do it for me because you feel bad. You're
and if you don't
guilty.
Do it for me, you're going to feel really crappy and it's kind of payback.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in boundary setting, we need to realize what is my responsibility and what is not. Is mm-hmm. that what I hear you saying?
Absolutely. And that's what they tell us, what my responsibility is for. They define us. This is what I need to take care of, and this is what I do not need to take care of. It gives you freedom.
Right.
When you think of boundaries, because when I know what I have to take care of, I'm not always guessing, questioning, uncertain. Like, I can have more confidence in what I'm doing is what I need to be doing.
Right.
And so there's a freedom in that.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, it's okay. Kind of like I think about it with like the GPSs in the car.
Okay.
I love that electronic GPS comes out. I remember when you used to go to AAA and get the map.
I know
track
the
things
triptych.
I can't read a map to save my life, and so I would get lost. So I'd have to stay right on the course they highlighted for me. So now I have a GPS and I can travel, and I'd be like, "Oh, look at that! Looks like a cool place. I can
Let's
take
go.
This." My GPS is going to get me there. It's keeping me in the boundaries all the time, but I have more freedom to explore than I ever have.
Oh, I love that metaphor. We are just metaphoric tonight.
We are, but that is what I'm meaning.
Yes.
So our boundaries is like our GPS.
It
so
is.
We can. You know, explore other areas.
So when you're actually saying, okay, this fits within my boundary scope, or you know, not in relation to therapists or counselors mm-hmm. or even pastors. I'm just talking about people in general, right? That's who we're talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so somebody's marriage problem is not my problem.
Correct. It's not, but we'll take it on.
How many times do people take that on?
Oh, all the time.
Especially when one person is trying to make you feel that it's your responsibility or whatever. I don't know. I can't even think of a scenario like
yeah,
that
no,
right now.
We'll take it on. We will put countless hours into talking about it with that person or helping them. And not to say that we shouldn't ever do
yeah,
that, but what
yeah.
I'm saying is most of the time that's happening and my kids aren't getting fed or laundry's
right.
piling
okay.
up because I'm taking care of others and I'm not taking care of mine.
Right. Exactly.
And so we have to learn to prioritize that. And
exactly.
we have to take care of what's in our boundaries first.
Right. Okay.
You can't give what you don't have.
Right.
And too many of us are doing it.
So it's very important that we take care of our own emotional health.
Oh, absolutely.
Golly, this first half hour has flown by. And I didn't even invite you to call in with a question, but I'm going to do that now if you want to before we go to break. And that my number right here that comes to my phone is 727-888-4171. You can text me, not call. Text. It's a text number. 727-888-4171. A Google text number. Send in your questions or call in this next half hour. 727-441-3000. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We got so much more to talk about.
I believe I can touch the sky. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rettenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Please don't.
Mother Angel and Bobby, you guys come out with the greatest music for our shows. Both of those songs are really good. I love them. You're both very good and very in tune with music. It's all good. We are talking about boundary setting, personal boundaries, really, in this series that we started tonight. And we have no idea how long it'll go. So anyway, we're glad you've joined us here on Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac along with Dr. Angel right here in the studio live as always. If you want to call in or ask a question or text number 727-888-4171. Call in 727-441-3000. Got talking too fast. Dr. Angel. So there are good boundaries and there are bad boundaries.
Absolutely.
Talk about
it. Well, not having boundaries is bad boundaries. Having correct boundaries is bad boundaries. Good boundaries were designed to keep the good things in.
Right.
And not let the bad things in.
Right.
You know, and we think we do it. We think about it in terms of our houses. You know, that's a boundary. Your house is if some stranger is sitting in your living room when you come home from work.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
It's not going to be a pretty sight.
No.
You're going to be probably calling the police, maybe taking out, your shotgun, whatever you do, because that's potential for bad. Mm-hmm. But why do we not think about it in terms of our emotional and our relational, we allow the bad to come in because mm-hmm. we feel guilty for having a boundary.
And sometimes we feel like we're needed. Mm-hmm. It makes us feel good because we're needed, right?
Absolutely.
You want to address that?
Yeah, and you're right. We have this somehow, we bought the lie that
authority, it's not that person, go clean your room or I'm checking authority. So
right.
Then when we find a relationship and they kind of take that authority role, we bow like a child.
Right. Especially women.
Because we
especially
have
women do that.
Especially.
But men do it too.
Because we haven't learned
yes.
what our boundaries are at that point. It's something that I see a lot of our 20s and 30s really struggling with.
Right. Good point. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Nan? That's good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Nope, just that. Thank you, ladies.
Hey,
thanks
for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You'll have a nice evening.
Thank you. So back to this thing of saying no. Most basic boundary is the word no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you did scratch a couple notes on a paper for me here, and you said skin was our most basic boundary.
Yes.
Does that mean that people are not allowed to hit each other?
That does mean that. It means you should not be touching another person's body without permission. Period.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Skin is our boundary. That's like our designed boundary on our bodies. Nobody
keeps
should
our
be talking.
Organs in yeah. and our nerves and our everything.
It does. But, and people shouldn't be in our skin boundary without some type of permission. In fact, I work with children all the time, and I work with a lot of children who have been sexually abused. And
right.
when we're going back to teach boundaries, we start right there because that had been violated. They didn't even know their skin was theirs.
Oh.
And so we
yeah.
start right there. But even adults, a lot of us aren't realizing, no, it's not okay for someone to, put their hands on us. Even hugging. Some people are really huggy.
Yeah.
And some people are not.
Right.
And when somebody's not huggy, when you just go wrap your arms around them, that can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And so we need to even be mindful of positive touch can
right.
really
can
bother
be difficult.
Somebody.
Yeah. I agree. So boundaries. What about truth? Because I think when it comes to abuse, when it comes to these manipulators that we all know in our lives, not necessarily abusers, but mm-hmm. manipulators, there is a whole thing of manipulating the truth so often to get what they want from us. Lies seem to be, we're getting ready to do a show on lies. We're going to do it sometime. Remember, we
mm-hmm.
talked about that because
yes.
our culture seems to accept lying as no big deal.
It's a huge deal. So truth is important. There's safety in truth.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Truth is important because it's easy. You're right. When we're not walking in truth, the lies, the manipulation, the secrets, they can overwhelm and totally turn a relationship into something toxic. We need to be people of truth because what comes off of truth is trust.
Right.
And when we talked about qualities of healthy friendships the last two shows, trust is a core part of that.
Absolutely. Well, but you can't trust if you're dealing with a liar.
Can't. In fact, when I train therapists all the time, and one of the basic things we talk to therapists is you can't do therapy on lies and secrets.
No.
So if there's a lie and a secret happening, then we're not doing work, and either we need to expose what's happening in truth or we need to get out.
Give us an example.
Families who might have an affair and they're hiding it up because they don't want anybody to know that this affair had happened, or maybe behind closed doors, you know, the kid's behavior is really, really bad, but they have a shame about it. You know, people will hide all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And so, but we can't grow in lies and secrets, and we have to have truth as our foundation.
Yeah, you can't grow in lies and secrets.
You can't. And you can't have a healthy relationship. So if lies is kind of part of that relationship, boom, big flag.
And the marriage, let's say, or personal relationship where one person continually lies and it becomes just the norm.
It does. And
you get so conditioned to it, you go, oh, yeah, I that's probably a lie. But sometimes these people are so master manipulators that they can convince you that this time they're telling the truth.
And that's why it needs to be a boundary we set for ourselves.
It
that
does.
We will only give truth. We will only accept truth.
Yes.
And even when we work with little kids and people are like, well, Dr. Angel, but we can't, you know, just tell little kids truth. Yeah, you can. You can tell them age appropriate, developmental appropriate truth, but it should always be truth.
Absolutely. I think that's huge. I think that's a huge problem in our nation.
It is.
It's a huge problem in our culture, you know, where people have accepted these lies that they hear in whatever, out there in the news media, whatever, but also in personal relationships. So often they justify the liar.
Absolutely. They make an excuse for it, or, you know, oh, the little white lie, you know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, you don't have to lie. You don't have to be mean or malicious either, you know, and having truth is the wisdom when to speak truth and when to maybe not speak. But lying is not okay. And that should definitely be a boundary issue, that I am going to be a person of truth. I have control over all my boundary issues. That's the cool thing.
Well, and not only that, not only should I be a person of truth, you should be a person of truth, but frankly, I don't want to hang out with liars.
Absolutely, and those should be flagged.
I seriously, if I, you know, and it's happened through the years, different times that I've, you know, met people and they've sold me a bill of goods in one way or another. As a pastor, let me tell you, you get some of that, okay?
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And people are telling you this and this and this, and you find out none of that was true, you know, and yet they want to be trusted for positions in church, etc. I have, you know, I could talk on this subject for hours because I have been burnt so many times by liars, and I absolutely hate lying. I hate it.
I understand that.
And I don't want to surround myself. I don't want to go out to dinner with a liar. You know what I'm saying?
What you're telling me is you have a very good boundary about truth.
I do. But it's taken a while through the years to have been burned, or, you know, just absolutely led down a path of, oh, really? None of that was true? You got to be kidding me. I can't tell you. I could give you examples that would just blow your mind of how sometimes people can look you straight in the eye and lie to you.
They can. And sometimes we want truth in our relationships, and people are good and can hide their little lies.
Oh,
and
yeah,
sometimes
especially
it's hard to figure it out.
If you tell them that truth is important to me.
Absolutely.
So then they're going to be real careful with
that,
their lies.
They may. And so what we need to do is, I'm going to be a person of truth. I'm going to give truth. I only want truth. And so when I see someone lying, especially even if it's a little lie, it's a lie.
Right.
And so that I need to look at that and that relationship, and where am I letting them in my life, and where can I trust them? Because trust is foundational to healthy relationships. And if we're lying, even about minute things, it's still an integrity issue.
Truth is a link to integrity. That's what I was getting ready to say. Truth is linked to your integrity, you know, and that's so important and foundational, I think, to boundary setting, don't you think?
It is very
truth
foundational.
Should be a boundary around your life.
We definitely want to surround our lives in truth.
You know, I speak truth. I want others to speak truth to me, right?
Yes.
That kind of a boundary.
Yes. But the problem is, so many of us we'll accept the lies and it's okay. And
right.
It's not. I can't tell you the countless number of people. You know, with social media, lies can get exposed quickly these days. And with social media, I can't tell you the countless people that come into my office and they're like, oh, I just found out, you know, my spouse is cheating on me through social media. Or my, you know, sister said she was taking, you know, taking care of family and she was in the Bahamas for the weekend.
Exactly.
That hurts people.
It hurts people.
We can't do that.
No.
And we can't accept it.
Truth has got to be a basic boundary in our lives.
Absolutely.
Mm. Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Geographical distance is a boundary. If something is uncomfortable, we have the ability to move our body out of that situation.
Right, absolutely. Now,
we can stop ourselves in that moment.
Right.
Does that mean, you know, if we're in an argument with somebody that, oh, we don't go back and we're not going to talk to them anymore? It didn't mean that. It means I'm going to stop right here so that I can guard my heart emotionally, think logically, and then maybe we can talk when we're more calm. But that's one of our boundary options.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we need to
basically
use it.
Basically removing yourself from a situation. Or just say, you know what, I'm not going to get involved in this.
Right. I need to take a break. I'm not going to get involved. And we need to do that. So many people.
But we can be criticized for not getting involved.
We can.
Happened to me recently when I chose to say, this is a boundary. I'm not going to get involved in this. You deal with this, right?
Yes.
And it came back to bite me in the butt, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. And that's mostly because we're probably dealing with somebody else who doesn't have good boundaries. And so when you start making boundaries, and you're not going to go from having a couple of boundaries, okay, I heard Dr. Angel, and I am only truth, and I'm only this, and I'm only that. We're not going to go from 0 to 100 tonight.
Yeah, no, it takes time.
We're going to start adding and incorporating and practicing a boundary at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to let people talk disrespectful to me or
right.
rude
exactly.
to me.
Right.
And that's where you might start. You're not going to start laying out all these boundaries in one day. It won't work for you. But as you do, you'll get pushback because it's foreign.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's foreign to people. They're used to violating your boundaries.
Right.
They're used to coming in on your couch and eating your refrigerator while you're at work, kind of.
That's right. Yeah.
And so it's going to take some retraining for them as well.
Right.
To respect those boundaries. But the more you're consistent, either they will push back and learn to respect it, or they may push back and not want to be a part of that relationship.
Right.
But you don't want relationships where people are violating your boundaries.
No, absolutely not. I mean, seriously, go back to the metaphor of a house. You know, I'm a realtor, so if I sell a house and I'm controlling the keys of that house during the sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the moment that they sit at the table and they've signed the papers and they've delivered the money, I hand over the keys, right? Mm-hmm. But this happened in our office years ago. The next day after the closing, one of our agents just decided to avail herself of the people's swimming pool, seriously. And the next evening they had gone out to dinner after they moved in that day, and they came home to find her in their pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, she got fired from our office.
I can imagine.
But that's an example of, she was naked too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I had to tell the truth. I mean, I thought, should I tell that part? Well, that's the truth.
Wow.
And so I mean, seriously, that is a, Bobby's face is red again. But it's true. It happened. And she weighed like 350. Anyway,
oh,
okay, so this all happened in our office probably 15 years ago. And that person, of course, had crossed some huge boundaries. But it's a good metaphor for how often sometimes we take advantage. But she had had the keys to that house during that whole thing. And
sure.
She probably swam there quite a bit in retrospect.
And, you know, and we wouldn't.
Naked.
And anybody hearing that story, you don't think twice about feeling that pain of those homeowners. Like, oh, how could she do that? Like, I hope they got her fired. Like, people are.
They
feel that violation and they get angry. But when we are violated emotionally,
right?
It's
we
different.
Don't.
We don't get. We don't even.
I mean, that is a more serious violation in most people's minds than somebody who abuses them.
Absolutely.
Physically, emotionally, sexually, whatever.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that's because we haven't learned our boundaries. I love your story. You know, it was a good one.
It's a
too.
True story. Because I tell the truth.
You
it's
do.
A true story.
And I appreciate that about
right.
you.
See? Okay.
Feelings are boundaries. looking at some of our feelings, a lot of times people will put their feelings in charge.
In charge?
Oh, yeah. They make all their decisions when they're feeling.
Oh, yes,
if I'm angry, that's it, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Their feelings rule them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, a boundary with our feelings should that we don't ignore them, but they don't get to rule our
decisions.
They
don't get to rule. No, it should be sane wisdom.
And that's where
common sense.
A good boundary would be when I am feeling emotional. This is not the time to make a life-altering decision or important decisions. I need to let my feelings rebound.
But, you know, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up because how many times have I heard, and I know you have heard, people say that in the heat of the argument, they said the D word.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce. I'll just divorce you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, whoa, that comes back to haunt you later.
It sure does, but it's breaking the trust of that relationship.
It is. And I mean, to even threaten divorce or breakup or whatever the case may be, right?
So the thing is, no good decision happens in the heat of feelings. No matter what those feelings are, we need to not just know I'm feeling emotional or I'm feeling, you know, strong feelings. I am not making important decisions right now.
Right.
And hold that boundary for ourselves.
Because you got to have some time. Time gives you better perspective, don't you think? Common sense has a chance to come on in the situation if you just give it some time.
Well, true.
I mean, a lot of times people threaten divorce, break up, whatever. I don't love you. I hate you. I never loved you. I don't know why I ever married you.
Say, I wish you would die. You know,
I wish
that
you
one.
Would die. You know, all of those nasty things that people say in fights that I've heard as a pastor and you've heard as a counselor. And then it's hard to be able to take that stuff back because it's sitting in the mind back there somewhere. You said you never had loved me. I didn't mean it. I was mad. You said that you wish you'd never married me. I didn't mean that.
True.
You've heard all this, and
oh,
I've heard
I have
all this.
Many, many, many times. You know what? In our brain, with words, why words are so important, our brain records those and plays them back in tapes constantly. You know, I will work with adults that are very well adults in their 40s, 50s, and they will have the tapes playing that a teacher told them in the second grade.
Absolutely.
Still rule in their
life. I've
heard
all that stuff too.
Because our brain records it. Our brain is a computer.
And so, you know, dear abused one out there, you cannot expect to have your slate wiped clean if you have been the victim of somebody who crosses your boundaries all the time and tells you awful things.
Absolutely.
That doesn't just go away.
No.
Words have power.
They do. They are very powerful. They're very sharp and they hurt. And if you have been the person that you're like, gosh, I didn't really realize, you know, I don't really have a lot of boundaries or any boundaries. And people have been walking on me all my life.
Or I've been the one that always crosses other people's boundaries for my own needs.
Right. And sometimes people cross them and they don't realize they're crossing them and they're not meaning to be malicious. They have needs and they're intense and they're
yes.
in the moment and I need them met. And it's out of more desperation. This is a good opportunity for you to stop and think, reflect, and start learning to pick one boundary and apply one boundary. That's how you grow boundaries, is just one at a time.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, if you're the one who's either crossed other people's boundaries or have had yours crossed, back up and just take some time to reflect. What I will see is, you know, they'll leave that relationship or move on, but then they'll find someone else who's doing that because they've learned that pattern.
Mm-hmm. It's comfortable. And so
they know it.
They marry the same thing again, or they get involved with the same
thing.
They
find that same pattern. It's just a different face and a different name, albeit a friendship, a church, a marriage, or whatever.
Right. Sure.
And so stop. You had to stop that cycle and start looking at what are my boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
What do I own? What do I have control of? And I'm not meaning your house and your car. I'm meaning you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And what's one thing I can do? What's one boundary I could put on?
Nobody in their right mind would buy a lot and just sleep out on the ground on a sleeping bag on that lot. If they had the money to buy a lot, they would evidently have at least put a mobile home on it or something on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once you put a house on it, then you have walls, and then you have rooms, and then et cetera, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that if we think of it like that, this is something that is built over time, and you learn what those boundaries are.
You do. And, you know, when you're building a structure, you're starting with the footers, and then you're adding the foundation and the yes. walls and the roof and the interior walls and electricity and the plumbing. And so boundaries are the same way. And there's so much more to go on this. And
oh, my gosh.
About
do you
out
know,
of time.
This hour has flown. Do you want to sum everything up in 30 seconds?
30 seconds? Ooh, wow. You're really giving it to me. We really looked at what boundaries look like. Boundaries are there to help you, not hurt you. They are a freedom for you. But they will change your life from the inside out and make it better. You will have that freedom to know who you are and what you're responsible, where your responsibilities lie and do not lie.
Very good. You are, as always, the wise Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD and licensed mental health counselor. And this has been an amazing night, a great show. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Me too.
It will be up on podcast here at tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast tab and then go to Go Yard. That's the name of this show, which means hitting a home run in life. And this has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard. See you next week live right here from this table in the studio at the studio of Tan Talk Network. Have a great week.
Good night.
Come and take me to the river. It's down with the old and up with the new, the hard reset, my life take two. Oh, Lord, have mercy on this weary soul.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Suspect confesses. Health bill unveiling. I'm Barbara Cusack. An admission of guilt in the disappearance of four men who went missing in Pennsylvania. Attorney Paul Land explains what is